Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, I'm Black Power, and welcome to another episode of Healing with the Infinite Queen series, broadcasting live every
keep bouncing.
Broadcasting live every fourth Thursday of the month with a special edition 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our normal scheduled time is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Duke Radio. That phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions and your comments. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we are live to receive this healing information with the Infinite Healing Queen. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some present to others, the hostess with the mostest, Her Majesty, the Infinite Queen Dawn Rise is in the building.
Peace, everyone. How are you today? I know we had a little late start, but you know what? We're keeping it moving, keeping it grooving. We're making everything happen. Today's topic, for those who may be wondering, is healing the wounds of trauma. I discussed this. We did a little overview on YouTube, on the Do the Knowledge YouTube channel, and we talked about what was going to be discussed today and what was going to be going on. And I'm going to do like a brief little bit of overview for those who missed the YouTube channel show. We're healing the wounds of trauma. So we talked about three levels of trauma, y'all. We talked about with what's going on in the world, the trauma levels are up. And we're going to discuss that too. But I'm going to start with just three levels of trauma. Acute trauma is trauma one time. If you just had one trauma your whole life, you one of the lucky ones, I guess. But, you know, it can still affect everybody on every level. Chronic trauma, that would be like a repetition of trauma, prolonged trauma, like trauma that just don't stop, you know. Then there's complex trauma, which is the same sort of with multiple traumas, multiple levels of trauma. It's invasive. It's interpersonal. Feelings, it's so funny. Complex trauma is what most of us are feeling now. If you're wondering what you may be feeling now, it's a good chance that it may be complex trauma. And that's feelings of being trapped. Hello, we're all quarantined. Well, most of us are in most states. An excessive, extreme feeling and long term. We don't know how long this quarantine is going to last. We don't really know what's going on. So that's causing all sorts of more levels of trauma. And trauma can cause, like I said, on the show, on the radio, not the radio, I'm sorry, on the YouTube channel, can cause three things in people. Big things, fight, flight, or freeze. Fight, which a lot of people are trying to do right now. They want to fight this. They want to fight this. They're not sure how to fight this. They're trying to come up with ways to fight the power, fight the situation. You know, so a lot of people are doing that. Flight is run away from it and try not to deal with it. And then there's freeze, where you don't know what to do. And, you know, your body doesn't know how to react to the situation. So you're just frozen. And a lot of people deal with that also, especially those dealing with PTSD. I'm really sending some healing messages out to the universe and for people, especially for those who are dealing with PTSD or who had pre-existing mental health issues. You know, right now, I know this has to be really hard, especially for all of us who deal with health issues and different things that we're going through. But we're going to talk about that in a minute also. Causes of trauma. There's abuse, which most of us know. Abuse is a big cause of trauma. Grief, which a lot of us are facing right now, with the loss of family members because of this coronavirus or whatever this is, or some people saying 5G or whatever this is. But a lot of people are losing loved ones. And, you know, I'm just sending those healing messages out to you guys, healing energy, to you all. Separation is a cause of trauma. And what do you think this quarantine is doing but separating us, right? So trauma. Medical trauma can have this causes and effects of that. And it's funny because a lot of us, well, I've told my story. If you guys caught the very first episode of the healing series, we talked about those who were dealing with disabilities, be it physical or mental. And those things that we have gone through in our life, you know, this causes and it can also cause an effect. Our physical or mental health problems could have been caused because of pre-existing traumas that happened to us in our lives. And we're going through the things we're going through because of those traumas. So it's like the cause and effect. Or the health problems can cause the trauma and affect the trauma. So it's just a cycle. And it has to end. It has to end, you guys. Also, psychological trauma, you know, like I said, that can also be a cause and effect. And that has many different levels and stuff, you know, of what psychological trauma does to us. And it's long term. Psychological trauma is not like that one day you were traumatized and you just got over it. Psychological trauma is long-term. It has mental and it has effects on your brain, and it affects your body and all those type of levels. And trauma, if trauma is really seen as something that exceeds your ability to cope, like you can't cope with this, you can't find a way to get over this, you can't think this through, you can't move past this, that's trauma. That's when you're under a trauma, a state of trauma, you know, when you no longer can cope with it. And I'm going to talk about that too. Here's some delayed responses that people can have to trauma. And a lot of us are facing them right now. I see people on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, and unfortunately, they may not even realize that's what's going on, but these are delayed responses to trauma. This could be to the current trauma of quarantine, the current trauma of not knowing what's going to happen next. You know, a lot of us, we have these egos, or we are control freaks, and we like to control our own lives, and right now, you know, you've a loss of control, so people don't know what to do. So some delayed responses can be things like nightmares. A lot of people have been talking about having nightmares right now. Fear of it reoccurring. Anxiety, depression, not sleeping. How many people aren't sleeping? I mean, I'm a night owl anyway, so like my sleeping is all it's different because of the type of work I do. Because people know I'm the owner of Infinite Queen Natural Products and Infinite Queen Natural Healing. So I'm available to my clients whenever you guys need me. I'm a counselor more than anything. I'm an empath. I'm a healer. I'm a shaman. I'm a person of the people. You know, I was sent here as a nine life path for a reason. I'm a humanitarian, and I'm here to help. So my sleeping is all over the place. But a lot of people are not sleeping who used to be able to sleep, and they're not sleeping because they're freaking stressed out. Stomach aches. Headaches, like that's just the simple stuff. That's little stuff that can happen and stuff. And if you're feeling any of that, then you can always message me. You can message me on Facebook at Dawn Rise Ma'at Queen. You can message me on my page on Facebook and Instagram. I have Infinite Queen 323 on Facebook. I have Infinite Queen Natural Healing on Facebook. I have Infinite underscore Queen 323 on Instagram. I have Dawn Rising in Cali on YouTube. I have a website, www.infinitequeen.com. You can always message me there. It'll go directly to my Gmail, which is infinite.queen313 something. But anyway, you can find me. Type in Infinite Queen into your Google or whatever search engine you have. You'll be able to find me. This is the time you might want to message me. If you're feeling any of these things I've discussed, this might be the time that you might want to give me a call. But anyway, some long-term effects of trauma, like the things that we're going through, especially if you're experiencing chronic trauma or complex trauma, long-term effects could be things like all sorts of stuff, you guys. PTSD, which we know. PTSS, post-traumatic slave syndrome. Most of us are facing that, and we've been dealing with that for our life. Heart disease, lung disease, cancer, autoimmune deficiencies, a.k.a. the people who are going through stuff like okay, autoimmune, what I'm dealing with, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, let's see, lupus, fibromyalgia, anxiety, arthritis. It's a lot of stuff. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But a lot of us who are facing these issues, who have these health issues, have to deal with trauma at some points in our lives, be it physical trauma, mental trauma, emotional trauma, spiritual trauma. We've had to face those things. I talked about that also on the radio show, the YouTube show, on Do the Knowledge Radio YouTube channel. I talked about that, how a lot of us are, our problems that we're dealing with now, our health problems, are not only because of, like people like to say it's because of food that was eaten, but it's always much more. It's much more. People need to really get with the program and realize it's way bigger than just changing eating, because all of us have done that. Like, most of us, especially in the conscious community, have been changed our eating. So that's not what it is. It's always more to it, you know, and especially if you had a traumatic childhood, a traumatic upbringing, you saw things going on, maybe from the hood, you've been in war-torn countries. Well, actually, we are in a war-torn country. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. I said yesterday when I was live yesterday on Facebook. If you're my Facebook friend on Dawn Rise, my Aunt Queen, you'll be able to see my live video yesterday that I did. If you're not, it's actually public, so anybody can see it, I believe. You can see my YouTube, not my YouTube, I'm sorry, it was on Facebook. And I think I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel also, on Dawn Rising in Cali. I think the video will be up probably sometime today. I haven't done it yet, but I think I will, because I wanted to send messages to people that we cannot be so stressed out. You know, this stress is impacting us more than you know. The brain chemistry is actually being adjusted and changed because of the trauma that you're going through and you're experiencing. We have to chill. We have to chill, we have to relax, we have to relate, and we have to release it. Release into the universe. Do not let it overcome you. Do not let it stop you from sleeping and eating. And it can cause irritable bowel syndrome, you know, like all sorts of things. You know, we have to do so much better. Some of us have turned to coping in negative ways. People are smoking packs and packs and packs of cigarettes a day, okay? Just think about what the long-term effect is going to be of that. That is the coping strategy they chose. People are smoking all sorts of things, right? Well, we could talk about that. That may be another show. That may be another show, another day. But people are eating too much, overeating. Some people are undereating. Some people are sexing their pains away, you know. So now there's more people at risk of getting STDs, and, you know, they're unprotected because they feel like the world's about to end, so they don't care no more. People are doing a lot, and we have to work on healing. Only reason I could speak on this stuff, I chose the path that I'm on because, well, actually, I was chosen. I was chosen to do what I do. I was chosen to be a counselor. I was chosen to be a healer. I was chosen to be an empath. I didn't have no say-so in none of this because of the life I lived and what I've been through. And because of what I've been through, it kind of made me. It prepped me. Even before school, yes, I do have two masters, rehabilitation counseling, community counseling. I have my bachelor's in social work. I have, you know, I've worked as a community counselor. I've worked as about everything, anything to think of. I was a program coordinator with kids. I worked with kids. I worked in high schools. I worked in foster care. I've done a lot of stuff. I worked in rehabilitation. But the main thing was because of what I have experienced in my life, and because I'm transparent, I have to give you a little overview. I've been going through it my whole life. I was born with congenital nystagmus, which is a rare birth defect that usually comes with people who are albino, and I am far from albino. But because of that, it caused me to be not blind, but have very low vision. I used to have to wear Coke bottle thick glasses where I couldn't see nothing. Thank goodness for contacts. I tell y'all, for real, thank goodness for contacts. But for a long time, I could not see. Like, I did not... I done heard stories when I was a baby, having glasses thrown out the window. I grew up in a traumatic childhood, a traumatic family. I've lost the majority of my family. The majority of my family are no longer here. They're deceased, most of them because of other things, not, you know, just died of natural causes. Most did not die of natural causes. I've seen people get killed. I've seen people get shot at. I've seen people... mutilated. I've lost. Ooh, I've been through a lot. So I was prepared for who I am. I've experienced every form of abuse that you can name in my life. I've experienced every single form. So you don't have to ask me which ones, because I've experienced them all. There's no form of abuse that I have not experienced in my lifetime. And that made me strong, and it made me able to be a person who can help others and talk to others about how to overcome, because I did it. You know, some of us are just resilient like that. We're able to rise up And that's why I push it towards people to heal. And I will show you, I will guide you, if you give me the opportunity, I will guide you in the way of healing and being your best self, looking towards your higher self, raising up, rising higher. I talked about this yesterday. But anyway, I just said that all I really wanted to say, yeah, I'm quarantined with the rest of y'all. I said this when I was on YouTube that we was going to be quarantined, and yes, we are quarantined. I'm in California, which a lot of things is going on out here. Martial law, it's looking like it might be happening. I don't know. We got a curfew out here and everything. But we going to rise up despite what's going on. I'm ready for calls to come in now that I've been talking too long. Hello? All right, y'all. I'm not sure where Knowledge is. I'm waiting for Knowledge to come back to the call so that you guys can
I'm here, where you fit in.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Really? Okay, well, I had a couple people who were calling in. Okay, if you are calling in, you're going to call. Well, tell them, give them the number, Knowledge.
I got you. 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. If you want to speak, you have to press the number 1, and we will bring you on the line. We need this healing going on from this infinite queen. She is here to heal us. You know, Antoine Fisher, that movie, when he came out the office, he was like, do you need a healing? Do you need a healing? Do you need a healing? You understand what I'm saying? So let's get our healing on. We got the infinite queen here to set us on the right track to wellness in a multitude of manners and ways. So let's take advantage. 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments.
If I definitely want to give people the opportunity to air your grievances, what you're feeling, even if you've never been through a trauma, it's the first thing you've experienced in your life. You know, like I said, shout out to you for being able to not have experienced nothing up until now. But if you haven't, cool, call in, talk about what you're going through now. If you have to have experiences in your life, call in and let us know what you're going through right now or what you've been through and how you were able to rise above it or how it's affected your life. Maybe it's affected your health. Maybe it's affected your, you know, anything, your family. Maybe you know somebody. If it's not you, maybe you know somebody who has experienced trauma in one way or another, and they need to rise above it, and you want to talk about it, and you want to get it out, or especially if you know some people who were able to be resilient and come through it and overcome whatever traumas they might be facing. Go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here. I'm about... This would be that time.
I guess I'll share over here before we take this call. Because someone did press the number 1.
Okay.
So,
okay, cool.
Many of my issues in regards to associated with being black in America, that's a trauma within itself, was associated with military service. I spent 5 years and 60 months of my life in the combat zone. You see what I'm saying? Very, very austere environments. You understand what I'm saying? So dealing with a lot of that. As many of us who answered that call to serve, you know, underwent either direct trauma or through vicarious trauma, you see what I'm saying, has put us in a certain kind of place and space where which we had to endure prolonged periods associated with combat service and associated with the death of people that we cared about, things like that. You see what I'm saying? Going to see their remains and, you know, all kinds of stuff that was associated with it. Just even hearing, you know, munitions, you know, imploding, exploding, things like that. You understand what I'm saying? Small arms fire and being, you know, in an extended exposure, you know, state. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of that was associated with, you know, the service, with, you know, indiscriminate to what service it is. And many of us, you know, returned stateside, and many who transitioned from the military went right into other social types of situations that's associated with that, like they went to the police force and things like that, to, you know, live in that kind of place. You see what I'm saying? Many of us who went, they never came back. Like, I'm always the one, not just physically, just, you know, never came back from that experience. And many of the families of people that we serve with are affected and continue to be affected daily based off of, you know, some of the stigmas that was associated with getting help, you know, looking weak, things like that, self-medicating, you see what I'm saying, with drugs and alcohol and things like that. So the kind of trauma that we find ourselves associated with just with being Black in America, you know, is often, you know, compared to, if not even worse, with, you know, these combat situations and things like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, people living in neighborhoods, people growing up in families, all of these things that affect us in so many ways. And what I could say about Infinite Queen is that she was she was able to help me deal with these, you know, some of these things, even things I didn't even share with her in regards to that. You see what I'm saying? So she is a resource. She does have those techniques to be able to help you see where you are and give you a prescription on how to get out of it. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm telling you from personal experience that definitely this is a sister that is one that is adept in what she does, and she truly has a passion and a care for her people. And her passion and care for her people comes through in every service that she provides. And she got a long list of them, you understand? So let's put our arms around her and make sure that she is booked and thoroughly engaged. You know, don't allow this moment to be more important than your wellness mission. And our wellness mission should be to be able to ascend and return back to optimal health. So that's what I wanted to say right quick to you, okay? So let's look at this caller.
I'm so grateful.
Let's let this caller in from area code 402, area code 402. Anybody else, questions, comments, 929-477-1755. Press the number one. Let's go to area code 402.
Peace.
Hello. Greetings.
Hello.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, greetings. My phone may be a little bit muffled. I work painting, so that probably affected my phone a little bit. But this is Trayvon from the Facebook group. Don, I basically chat with you and James and all them and Kimberly inside the group or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I decided to tune in and see what y'all talking about, especially in a time like this, you know.
Yeah.
So,
how is this affecting you? Let's talk about it.
Definitely. All right, so, like, how it's affecting me right now, I'm in Nebraska. And right now, you know, we're not in the phase of martial law like all the way. It's the starting, the building blocks of it. You know, they're basically telling people, well, you know, you can't go to work or whatever without having a note. They sent my cousin and my dad like a letter from their job, basically saying that if the police pull you over, you're supposed to show them this paper and so on and so forth, and basically do what they say. You know, I don't know if you're saying that when I posted that inside the group chat, but yeah. But anyways, it's like, to me, part of this, the reason why I'm speaking is because, you know, I kind of want to give like a little bit of message to whoever else is listening. Maybe you could share your input on it, whatever, whatever.
Okay.
But it's like, at this time, you know, I would tell people, and especially something I'm trying to do myself, because at the end of the day, like you said in the group, it's a spiritual battle. There's, before it's a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle. And if you're not spiritually ready for this, you don't stand a chance within winning this, because you have to understand. And you have to set aside religion too, you know, like set aside religion, set aside your viewpoints on whatever religion it may be. Yeah, it's beneficial in a sense, but at times like this, it could really, you know, lead you to a disastrous way if you don't utilize it properly. And so, like, you have to basically level yourself up, I'm going to say, cultivate yourself spiritually and make sure that you're prepared for this. And then physically, you know, you got to make sure you're ready physically because, you know, like you said earlier, stress does take a toll on your body. And with that being said, if you're not able to positively cope with this, you know, if you're not able to find alternatives as to positive alternatives, you know, it's going to really impact you. Like right now, say for instance, you know, a problem that may arise and that I'm sure is happening, you know, people ain't got jobs, you know. So with that being said, people, a negative problem that may arise is they resort to drugs or whatever, selling drugs, using drugs, selling their body, you know, using their body, whatever it may be, to get by. And that's just gonna bring us down furthermore. You know, we may not be able to climb to the top because there's limitations right now, but you know, we can stay afloat without drowning ourselves deeper into the situation. You know, martial law, you got a lot of people, like, especially me. Like I told, I chopped it with my family, you know, I make sure my mama is good and everybody is good. But you know, I told them at the end of the day, like, I've been raised by the military. So, you know, it's always going to be in my heart that I'm a fighter before anything. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not going to sit there and wage war I'm not prepared to handle. I'm not going to sit here and battle this situation that I'm not prepared to handle. Mm-hmm. You got, like, a lot of people that's assuming the worst. Oh, yeah, you know, it's martial law. We about to go to war and so on and so forth. And, you know, and that's kind of like the trick to it. That's the trick to it. They want people to react, especially if you're black.
Because as a people to do that.
Like, you already got a certain stereotype embedded within the heads of some people, mostly white people. They already think you're going to be aggressive. You know, they already know that you got guns. They already know that you may be prone to violence, especially if you're in the urban area. Like, I live in a tower. I live in public housing, you know. Public housing, what you got? You got dope things. You got people that do stupid things every day, you know, so on and so forth. And so in this situation, it's like they're preying on the weakness of black people. And that's kind of what I was trying to express to some of the brothers within the group. You know, we have to play our moves real smart within the situation. You know, we have to be spiritually wise, we have to be physically wise, and we have to be mentally wise. Because if not, then only thing we're doing, we're bringing ourselves closer and closer and closer to justifying their martial law or whatever they decide to implement. Because if people actually fall into this, and this is why I tell some brothers too, like whoever listening, be careful what you share on social media. It may be tempting because you know you want to educate people, you want to tell people what's really going on, but you have to be very careful with that, because a part of this is misinformation. They're trying to get, you know, a certain reaction from out of people that will bring stuff closer to actually happening. You know, if there's chaos, then there's order. The ancients always said there's from chaos arrives order, you know, and that's what they're doing right now. And what we could either feed into it, or we could basically let them starve and not give them that. And then they just going to have to rethink strategy.
Yeah.
You know, right now, people, it's like you got media giving false information. You got people that, you know, like Alex Jones. I don't know if you heard of Alex Jones. But yeah, you got people like that that's going all out there, and they're basically adding fuel to the fire. You know, we have to be smart about this. And even though, and I respect your healing too, because I was tuned in since y'all started talking. I respect the healing too, because, you know, right now that's what we need. Black people, we've been hurt deeply, you know, and we're still affected by it to the point where, you know, we're basically just lashing out in any way that we can in order to heal that pain. But, you know, at the end of the day, that pain, that same pain that we using as an excuse to lash out, is the same pain that the enemies, or the oppressors, or whatever you want to call them, the people, they're using against us. to basically tame
us. One thing I want to say, not to cut you off, but one thing I want to say is that anger, that rage that people are having in them, what is that doing internally to your spirit? You know, and I understand we're all angry. We're all tired. We're all fed up, all that kind of stuff. But I never get one saying I love, and, you know, I think it was the poor writer that said the revolution will not be televised. You know, people,
right.
Like you said, they're talking too much. They're talking too much. They're telling too much. If anybody knows, I tell everybody, study the Haitian Revolution, okay?
Yeah.
How change was made. You know, it was a spiritual
right.
warfare. They were calling it like I do. People who know me know I do work. I put in work. And
yeah.
That's what's needed. Yeah, we need some people on the front line. We need some people to do. It's like everybody's needed.
Yeah.
But like you said, religion, we're all working against each other. Everybody's doing their own thing. Nobody wants to come together. But we need everybody. We don't just
right.
need the people who were on the forefront, but we need some spiritualists. We need people like me. We need people who going to take care of the babies, who,
right.
who nursing the kids. We need everybody. And without
yeah.
that, we're not going to win anything because all we're doing is fighting
right.
against each other. You know, we have to go inside ourselves, for our healing, you know. Oh, I have so much to say about what you just said.
Yeah, I definitely feel where yeah. you're coming from. And like at this point, if you look at history, and I'm sure you probably older than me. Well, you're older than me, no doubt about it. But you know, if
You don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that. But you seem kind of, you know, I'm just going off of assumption. It's not right to assume, so I don't know. But I'm 25.
Age
so.
Is, you know, I'm an old
yeah.
soul. I'm a 9 life path. So I have a very old
right.
soul. I've been here on this earth around many, many, many times. So
yeah.
age is,
just
you know,
moment.
We just don't know.
But, you know, like if you look at history, one thing about it is, you know, it's told us a lot about the people who's oppressed us and, you know, everything that it's basically like we learn from the right history, because you do have history that's falsified and only tells the side of the winner, you know, and a lot of that is just exaggeration. But one thing
mm-hmm.
about it, though, is one thing they fear is the spiritualism of the African-American person, which is why, you know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of our spiritual beliefs, the tarot, you know, so on and so forth, even though it was practiced by our ancestors, it's now frowned upon and demonized by our own people. But that's the main power, you know, that we have. That they'll give us
yeah.
a gun before they give us our spiritual knowledge, which, truth be told, you can only find spiritual knowledge within yourself, you know, like
mm-hmm.
kind of what you just said. But
yeah.
they will give you a gun first before they uphold your spiritual strength, because, you know,
yeah.
that's the one thing that they don't understand. They don't understand the spiritual powers. They don't understand what the ancestors understood. And nowadays, you know, we're so blinded by it that we'll
mm.
pick up a gun, or we'll pick up some type of weapon or something, or throw a hand, without fully understanding that the true strength, the true power that we have originates within. And it's the spiritual that's always kept us at bay as an African-American
people. Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
nowadays, urban neighborhoods, you know, urban neighborhoods throughout the city, Detroit, wherever you want to find poverty at, a lot of that, you know, it plays a factor because we're not spiritually adept right now. We're not spiritually
mm-hmm.
well. You know, we're destroyed.
Yeah.
They've killed us within and replaced all the love and the energy and the spiritual energy that we have. They basically stripped that from us and replaced it with hate, greed, lust, and so on and so forth, and we're indulging within that instead of indulging within the things that we need to, you know?
Right.
And I see it like in my, younger brothers my age, you know, and I tell them, because I live in North Omaha, Nebraska, you know, it's a lot of people that be on a lot of dumb stuff, you know, but I tell them, you know, at the end of the day, you have a lot of power within you, but you're applying
yeah.
it in the wrong direction. You know, You could do great things in life, you know, but first it takes the realization that you've done some not so great things in life. It takes the acceptance of that. It takes learning from the mistakes. It takes learning from your failures, you know, and basically applying those towards your strengths. And with that being said, you know, that's how you develop spiritual strength. That's how you grow. Like a lot of people,
right,
then my family, they say, you know, Trey, you wise and so on and so forth. You've probably been here a couple times. You know, I've always been a spiritual person. But a lot of that has derived from the pain that I've been through and the stuff that I've experienced.
Yeah.
You know, I could take all my experiences, you know, growing up. I'm the type of brother I was always picked on and bullied in school, had a lazy eye, you know, astigmatism, still got it, you know, had a...
I got that astigmatism.
That Mr. Cool Walker, Gangster Walker, whatever you want to call it, you know, people always prey heavily upon that. And, you know, I went through probably about a month where I was just like, you know, I just want revenge and I just want to inflict the pain on other people. But at some point in time, you know, I grew and I was like, at the end of the day, this is only going to make me weaker. It's not going to make me stronger, you know.
Very true.
And that's pretty much where I sit on the situation. This coronavirus thing, you know, don't let it make the worst of us. Let it make the best of us, you know. And be smart, be logical about every move because at the end of the day, the oppressors or whatever people want to call them, they play both sides, the good side and the bad side, you know. So we have to really think about how we moving, not only as an individual, but as a group, as a community. Take this time right now, you know, educate people, educate your kids, or educate, listen to the elders. Focus on your elders.
True.
Listen to everything that they have to say, because they're targeting a lot of this stuff. Sad to say, it's taking away our elders. And before they're gone, one thing about it, you know, before they're gone, that's the biggest regret that you'll ever make in life is not listening to them. And I know that for a fact because one of my biggest regrets personally is I lost an elder and I didn't have that time to fully listen to everything they had to say, you know, probably because I was procrastinating or been doing stupid stuff, whatever, you know. But now that they're gone, it's like that's information that I will never know, you know.
Not
so with
true.
That being said,
I'm gonna stop you right there. That's not true. I have most like, I don't know if you heard what I said, but most of my family is on the other side. I'm closer with them now than I was when they were here on the earth realm. So now we can tap in more to the messages that our ancestors have for us, you know, like, but you have to really be willing to tap in through meditation, through prayer, pay attention to the little things. It's the little things, right? It's the little signs. It could be something you weren't paying attention to. Who knows how many times your ancestors have tried to give you a message and you was like, whatever. You went through, it could have been a dream. You know, maybe they was trying to tell you something. You know, we just got to tap in. Don't look at your relatives who have left the physical realm as gone because they're not. They're not gone.
Right.
They here. We just have to tap into the message that they have for us.
Yeah. And
like I said,
like
meditate, pray, pay attention.
And it's good that you said that because, you know, I actually I give praise and honor to my ancestors, like, often. And it's through meditation. Actually, I think yesterday I reflect on what they've told me when they was here, but it's also like you said, there's messages that they give us even when they're not here, you know. And so with that being said, I always say when I'm dealing with like a death of the family, you know, or I'm dealing with somebody who may be losing their lifetime. The body dies, but the spirit lives on. You know, no matter our ancestors, like our ancestors, they're closer to us than you think. And I was actually thinking about that yesterday, you know, because it's like I was kind of, in a sense, I was like thinking, you know, well, at some point in time, I got to leave this earth. I got to die. You know, we are, you know, whatever, I got to die. And I'm thinking, like, I'm not going to be able to see my family. You know, the bonds that I've established as a human, I'm not going to be able to experience those again. But at the same time, it's like my ancestors are still with me today. And I know for a fact because, one, it's, I listen to them during every single moment that I'm about to do something stupid. It's always my ancestors, the deceased, that tell me, don't do it, you know, or something that they'll show like some type of signal, some type of sign that basically indicates you're better than this, be wise, everybody, you know, and they always reassure me that regardless of where they at, if they're on the earth or not, they love me, you know, and that's pretty much.
That's where it goes. So much love from the other realm. I'm always like, I do a lot of work, which you might know, or maybe you don't, but I spend a lot of time talking to my ancestors. I talk to them just like I'm talking on this phone right now, you know, because like we're, you know, they know what's going on, you know, they in another realm, you know, or a physical realm. They might, I mean, not physical, but they may be here amongst us and they see what's going on and they know what's going on. So we have to show them and tell them, we talk to them to see that there's answers in the ancestors. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go in detail, but I want you to message me. I definitely want you to message me. You know, my name on Facebook, Dawn Rise, my Aunt Queen. Message me, and we're going to talk about all of this. We're going to talk about all of this because this is a great conversation. Yeah. I have a couple people now that are trying to come in who want to say some things and stuff. I would love to keep this conversation going, but I do have a couple people who want to call in. Okay, message me, but keep on listening in. Keep on listening in and stuff. Might be some message that you need to hear.
Sure will.
All right, you have a wonderful, blessed evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Ms. Dunn.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace. Okay, knowledge.
All right, area code 678, area code 678, you are on live.
Unmuted. What's going on, everybody?
What's up,
Ken? Not by my hairs, I'm a Kenny Ken.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing,
Oxygen
brother?
Checking in.
Welcome, Ken.
I'm good. Trying to maintain, stay healthy out here, you know. But I got a little rough call today, so.
What happened?
Just keep me in prayer. My father, he's 70, man, and he lived with a woman, been with her about 20 years, but she had contact with a lady Monday who had this COVID. She didn't know, but she felt like she was sick. Next thing you know, that lady she's in ICU now. So the lady father stays with is on self-quarantine. My father, you know, he worked at a gas station. I'm like, oh, man. I'm not gonna think about the worst though. I'm gonna keep praying, but I just he's got back pains. But I'm like, man,
we're gonna lift up your father.
Yeah, thanks.
Mhm. How is this making you feel? Like, what is going through your mind right now, Ken?
I'm just trying to avoid it. Honestly, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to. This praise, all right, he's a healthy guy, you know, he's always been healthy, but.
Right, so he's still working, he's not quarantined with her.
Well, they live together, but it's like if she quarantined, he should be quarantined too.
He should be quarantined too, he really should.
Right,
did she self-quarantine or was she ordered to quarantine?
They said self-quarantine, he told me self-quarantine, I don't know the difference.
Self-quarantine is when you choose by choice. Or,
okay,
like, if a doctor or somebody tells you to quarantine, then that's probably more like an order. Not order, but.
I think she's self-quarantined because she came into contact with that lady. She said the lady was looking real sick on Monday, and my father said, now the lady's in ICU. I'm like, wow. From having COVID.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Do you have any coping strategies that you might be using during this time, you know, to deal with the feelings that you might be feeling right now?
Well, you know, we got our go-tos, Dawn. You got them too.
Music.
The music,
yes.
Poetry. You know what else happened to me? Some more trauma happened to me. I got in my car, my radio not working no more. It's all types of stuff happening. You know, I have my radio.
This
Dawn,
is the time to sit back, and I know you need your music, but this will be the time that you would need to maybe sit back and wonder, well, not wonder, but I'm not going to say figure out either. I'm going to say this is always something that's being shown to you. This might be the time to be quiet. If the radio's not working, this might be the time where you need silence.
You know, right.
I know we love our music and stuff like that, but sometimes we do need that time of silence. You know, I never know you to be much of a meditator. But if you want some tips on meditating, you know, just message me, and we'll talk about that, some breathing exercises you can do to help to keep you calm also and stuff. You know, you breathe in for a count of seven, and you exhale for a count of seven, and that helps to slow your heart rate and stuff and to keep you calm. Like, because I know you are on – I want you to talk about that a little bit, how you out here on the – what are they calling y'all on the front – on the forefront,
essential,
on the front line?
Essential worker.
We got an essential worker on the line, y'all. Who out here
I'm a
front line.
I'm a cashier at a nationwide retailer, and I've seen everything. People coughing and sneezing, and got to take the money. It's terrible, but I'm feeling good. But they say, you know, people, what they call it, asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic. Or you can be a carrier but don't have any symptoms. But we're not going to speak that. We're going to speak health. You know, I've been telling you some different things you can do.
But, you know, I was thinking before I called that a lot of my trauma comes from my family. I know you've had a traumatic childhood, but, you know, I love my father to death, but... You know, and I kind of switched off, but the guy that was on the radio, I forgot his name, but he in Omaha. I got family in Omaha. That's cool. So I know Omaha. My uncle, my auntie, and my younger cousin is from there. But my father, you know, and
you might be kin. You never know. The world is this small.
Yeah.
But
my father, you know, he did his drugs for a while. He's been pretty clean for the last 10 years. But you know, it was hectic growing up. I remember growing up, one of the things I didn't have was no food, I was six, my brother was eight, and we was like raising ourselves in that house. But you know, in Highland Park, I don't know if you remember Highland Park. Oh yeah, I know you know Highland Park.
Detroit.
But I don't know. We made it through though. Like, you know, like I know. What he say? What don't break you will make you stronger. You know, if I didn't go through the things I went through in life, I wouldn't be the man I am today.
I was talking about that when I was when I did my video yesterday. I was on Facebook Live, and I was talking about that. Like, I was prepared. I was prepared through life, more than just education, but I was prepared through life for this very moment. And if this would be my season, you know, like, even, you know, it's been spoken on many, many books, you know, about a season. And if this be my season when I'm needed, you know, I was prepared for a reason. Like, you were prepared for a reason. You've been through a lot in your life for a reason, you know, so that you will be able to handle this time and season. It's people who haven't been through nothing, Ken, and they don't know what to do right now. They are falling. You can see them all the time. I'm sure your Facebook page is probably covered with them, people who don't know how to handle stuff because they've never been through nothing. And that's the people who probably need to be worked with a little bit more, you know, because they have to be shown ways. But, like, people like you and me, we was born into this.
Right.
So, you know, Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I want you to share some of, well, I know you said music. I know you said music. I know you said poetry. Could you think of anything else, any other ways that you've been able to heal when, or even with the situation now being an essential worker, things that you, you know, are using to be able to cope, you know? Like if you're at work when you can't have your headphones and stuff.
Well, you know, we can help each other too. You know, conversation, compliments, you know, smiles,
mm-hmm.
you know, laughter, humor, you know, it, all those things make a difference, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
like, a lot of, you know, it's not my first customer service job, but people tell me all the time, you have a kindred spirit, a good personality, and I love, you know, love coming in your line. So I'm always mm-hmm. positive, you know, always smile, always welcome to my line, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, it's just, I do that. I go out into the world, you know, to the, you know, like, I go grocery shopping. That's about it. But, you know, get some fresh air. But the air ain't as fresh as it used to be with this COVID. But,
right.
Yeah. But it's good.
That's very true. That's very true. And just imagine how many people just coming, like you said, people love to come into your line when you're working. You know,
mm-hmm.
and just imagine how many people you are helping. You know,
right.
you are being shining your light so that other people can know that they can move forward. You know, it's so needed right now. This is the time and the season, you know, where us people who, what they call us, light workers. You know, if you want to know, because I believe you a light worker too, you need to do some research on light worker if you don't know about it. But this will be the time
okay.
when light workers need to be shining their lights for other people. Because it's not
mm-hmm.
always about us, you know, like, and
mm-hmm.
you told me that years ago. I'll never forget. I've known Ken for a while now. He told me years ago about that, like, it's not all about you, what you're going through. You know, I'm like, he right. Because what I have to say can help a lot of people. What you
mm-hmm.
have to do, you know, through your poetry, you can help a lot of people right now. You know, you've been giving me some facts that I've been sharing with other people, and that's very important. You know, that's keeping people informed on what's going on in the world. If anybody knows who's on my Facebook about the stuff I've been sharing, about the statistics and what's going on in the world, this would be that brother who has been passing that information to me. You know, so he's been keeping me informed with the statistics, New York Times, and what's going on and the number of cases and stuff, just to keep us knowing. Because a lot of us have turned off the television. We're not listening to that. So we don't know exactly how many cases there are of this, or how it's affecting people and stuff, or how many people have been diagnosed, or how many people have lost their lives, stuff like that. So it's important. You're doing
mm-hmm.
a good job. You're doing a mighty job right now.
Thank you. I wanted to share two songs. I'm not gonna play them, but I don't listen to gospel music. I don't listen to gospel music that often, but it was two gospel songs I ran into some years back, and they're real nice. It's funny they both have similar names. It was Kiara Sheard, but the name of the group is GEI, Greater Emmanuel Institution, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called GEI, and the song is called Hang On. Hang On. Real nice. The beat is nice and the singing is nice. Then it's another one. The group is called GI, and that's called
mm-hmm.
Don't Worry, Don't Worry. So
mm-hmm.
okay, whoever listened to this telecast, you know, check those out. They're two good songs, powerful songs. You know,
yeah.
I think they fit well in what's going on with us, to, you know, going on in the world.
We
but,
need
yeah.
to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I put, it's funny you said that, because I had put on my Facebook yesterday the Bob Marley song. It says, it's Don't Worry also. You know, everything
okay.
is going to be all right, you know. But then,
everything
what was it, Sounds of Blackness,
right.
who told us? Yeah, Sounds
oh, yeah.
of Blackness said, you know, keep your head to the sky.
Optimistic.
There's tons of music we could be listening to. Yeah, Optimistic. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep.
It's my music,
it's like,
your head to the sky.
Yes, that's the one. Do you have a poem for us all? I know this kind of throwing you off, or maybe putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
I know you know to have a poem.
I'm looking for one. I'm trying to hold on. Let me see. give me a minute. This one. Cause I can read love. It's not about love, as we all know. But it's just about the love of poetry. So I'll just read it to you. That is a little something different. But here you go. You ready? Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But here you go.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes called love. Sometimes I get off balance. Artistry is that one that brings me back from damage. I create out of hate and mold and shape love. I premeditate with earthquakes and handquakes of heavenly white doves. Released from one hand, my right as I'm off. Unevenly handed to get these verbs and nouns off. I'm guilty of falling in love with nature once more as I become one with the wood that is physically changed into the paper that endures. My mood swings, relationships, my shaky limbs and fingertips. A mind that is as beautiful and unique as the solar eclipse. This is me in my rawest form, the one that got his poetic star to EMU and Wise Dorm. As a swarm of bees attack and leave honey after their sting, most die when they puncture the skin of another human being. But the final effects of that nectar are so sweet, I can only understand as a reminiscent summer heat. Beauty is so abstract in the confines of one's dreads, or even those that lack hair follicles instead. Life is a road we have all been journeying upon for so long. So weak are some of us, but then again so strong. To just hold on to in this hell-raising society, it's difficult, but the residence of my mental address and God inside of me lets me know that situations will be all right, even when my thoughts are preoccupied keeping this artist from sleeping at night. Many times I picked up my close friend, Bick, and kicked some lyrics for the night, as I'm sued by the manifestation when I choose to write. I drip so many black tears on the paper, it's hard to not heal. Paralysis of fear cannot be understood as real, because my friend Bick and I both have that intellectual whip appeal. Drip drops, ink blots, third watch. Many years of persistence can this artist connect to intricate dots. It's a thin line between love and hate, a thin line between the art that my pen and I both create. A personal protector as I am as craftsman. To ever let go, I can say it will not happen. As long as pen and paper keep tapping, my love will be shown through fibers of wood and in love for my first chemical reaction. For many years I've traveled through time holding her tight. As I roll her throughout innumerable pages, I increase my insight. I won't release, I won't release, I won't release, I won't let go. My pen, my friend, the mother of my infinite flow. Peace.
Indeed. Hold on. I'm going to get some finger snaps in there, too. A couple little finger snaps in there. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That was awesome. Thanks, y'all.
Give us some of your information, your social media and stuff, so people can reach out to you.
I'm on Facebook, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, and then two capital I's for the second. Make sure you got to put them two capital I's, because if you don't, there's too many Kenneth Allens out there. And I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Also on Instagram, I'm Oxygen the Poet. That's OXYGENTHEPOET, like poetry. Oxygen the Poet on Instagram. What else I got? My Gmail is OxygenThePoet@gmail.com. And my Cash App, if you wanted, I guess, a book or anything, you let me know. My Cash App is $Motown, M-O-T-O-W-N. The number 78, Motown 78. That's it. You're looking
out,
everybody. I stay up in this, man. We gonna get through this. We gonna make it.
We gonna be all right.
We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
We gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna be all right.
All right,
I'll be reading.
It's rough. It's rough. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's rough what we're going through, but I don't, you know, we don't know when it's over. We just got to keep fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a lot of these coming through the world through time. It's been a lot of with the bubonic plague and all them things, but we just got to fight. Whether it's man-made or God-made, we got to band together. And I'm glad that we had this show to talk to people and get it out there. Thanks, Knowledge Born, and thanks to the Queen, y'all guys. Yep.
All right, talk to you later, Ken.
All right, now, peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. Y'all gonna mute me so I keep listening?
Oh, I don't know. Well, knowledge will have to do that part. But
okay,
one thing I was just gonna say was, one thing I was just gonna say was that an important thing. Oh, I think you hang up, but then you can call back. I think. I'm not sure. Poetry is a great coping mechanism, a positive way of dealing with the things that we're facing right now. Write it down. If you are a poet, write some poetry. If you're not even a poet, you just want to write a story, write a story, write a book. This is the time when you're at home. Write a book. Sell your book. Make some money, right? Might as well put it online. This will also be a good time for people to song, for songwriters. Write some songs and stuff. Sing your songs. Say your words. Call into my show right now. Now let's give the information about call in again.
Call
please.
Into the show right now, 929-477-1755. Call in to the show. We got the Infinite Queen on the line with the healing rhymes all the time. You hear me? You hear me? She got them for you. Okay. She got
indeed,
the word to make you say word. She got the word to make you say word. So say word.
Do we
so we
have anyone else
on
the line?
Area
okay.
code 423. Area code 423. You are on live.
Peace. Peace. So we have 423 on the line.
Hello, Queen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yes. Yes, I've been listening to your show. Thank that brother Kenny for doing that lovely poem, because it does lead a lot of positive things that need to be in the mind of the people, because this stuff is just real stressful if you look at it in the wrong way. But I just sit up and drop it like this. If people look up positive things in the time, as far as they say in quarantine, as far as affirmation and finding the key main word is love, and find a different way of the definition of love as God put it, because the world actually don't know what love is. And that's why a lot of things are actually distorted and negative. But once you really find out the true essence of what love is as a creator, it'll change your mind, especially in hard times. 'Cause it is a lot of things going on, and we will get through it. But at the same time, you have to feed yourself what's inside to come out. And a lot of people are actually being scared. A lot of people are being up under stress, anger.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's not love.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll have your mind combobulated to do foolish things. And actually, it's actually a test right now, because the world is being unbalanced. So when it's unbalanced, things get very chaotic. And when you look these words up, chaos and chaotic, it is unbalanced. So it's really trying to tell the people to get back to their first love. And God do all things in decent order, even though a lot of times we don't understand. But once you actually get into the love inside of yourself, then you'll start seeing things coming together.
Yeah.
So
very important.
I would just like to just say that right there.
That's actually, it's
and
funny. It's not
your,
funny.
I did listen to your other talk show thing. Yeah, peace and calmness. But see, you know, it's thing about this, though, peace and calmness has got to go within, and people have to be actually really taught that, because the world is teaching peace and comfort in another
okay,
way.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Yes. So, I mean, all this
okay.
is like coming together because of encouragement. You got to find that within. And people keep looking on the outside, and it's going to keep on bouncing on a wall, going back and forth, and you still being unhappy. So I'm saying this, even though these things are coming on, if people don't find within themselves a peace, they're going to get distorted, and they're going to get worse and worse, regardless of what you done told them. So it's going to have to be individually, and that's how we're going to come together.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to start seeing God's army really, really coming together instead of all of this foolishness or this person's supposed to be like this person's supposed to be like that. But you're going to know.
Yeah.
Because even them demons are going to know, too, because that's why they're trying to shut us down. And one of, and the main key word is love, because if you don't have that love of the Creator, you ain't going to go no farther than where you at.
Yeah. This is very true, you know. No, and it's I have a couple of different things to say based on what you just said. You know, separation isn't going to get us anywhere. You know, so like you say, love for yourself. It's also love for each other and unifying. Right now, we are all being separated. We're getting pulled left and right. Everybody's saying something different. All this stuff is going on. And that's not getting us anywhere. For all people who are, you know, and then people, everybody's coming to conclusions, spreading propaganda. It's like it's getting deep out here. It's extra deep right now. What's going on? And people, I know everybody's just trying to figure this all out. We all trying to find something. But like I said on Facebook, when I was live yesterday, I said, peace be still. Peace be still. Be calm. Be calm. And stop jumping and doing stuff, because jumping and doing stuff is not listening to ancestors, not listening to elder, it's not listening to spirit guides, it's not listening to nobody. It's jumping, it's ego. That's a big problem that a lot of us are having right now, ego. We in our feelings, we all about ourselves, and we want to do something because we don't know what else to do. You know, it's like what kids do. It's what kids do when they sleepy and stuff and they don't know what to do, so they start jumping around and fighting. And, you know, we've reverted back to our childhood. We're doing childhood type of things, jumping and doing stuff, talking crazy online, like all this crazy stuff, and it's not going to get us anywhere. Because where's it got us yet? Has it got you anywhere? You know, I was talking. If you're on my Facebook, or even if you're not, it's public. Dawn Rise, my Art Queen. Watch my video yesterday when I was live, and you'll see what I'm talking about. What you're saying, and I noticed TJ. So what you're saying is exactly, we have a fellow Nine Life Path on the line. Shout out to us, Nine Life Path. Woo! The healers of the group, you know, the humanitarians. I pulled a card today, an oracle card, right? And because each of the healing cards I have, they have different meanings. So I pulled the card for today, and it was the card of respect. And not just respect outside, but respecting ourselves, loving ourselves. Stop looking for stuff outside. Like exactly what you're saying. You pretty much said exactly what the card of the day was. You know, we have to focus in on loving ourselves, respecting ourselves, being grateful for what we have, and stop looking for something outside, looking for everybody else's message, everybody else's ideas, everybody's opinion of us. That's not important anymore. This is a time when you worrying about getting your house in order, you know. The word says that get your house in order, and this is that time. I don't know if you're still there, TJ. He may have hung up, but yes, this is time to get your house in order. Get somebody there?
Am I being speak or it said I was off or something?
Oh, no, you're still there. I hear you. You're still there.
Oh, okay. Well, through my speaker, said you off or something. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that word love has been actually misused in a lot of things. And as far as the childhood and the trauma and the lifeline that each and every last one of us done went through, it actually, we done put our own interpretation of what love is. And a lot of times, it make us, when we done got older, it done made us come short. And then that's why a lot of times people are not happy, because they really ain't found out what is true love. And like you just said, respect. Mm-hmm. When you start respecting yourself, it ain't the point of being all this hard stuff, but it is a balance, though. I mean, you got to show firmness, mm-hmm. but it's a balance. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was saying, as far as if people go on YouTube and look up a lot of affirmations, because a lot of people mm-hmm. Take things real easy. If somebody talk something about them or call them this and that, they'll put it like that's really them, but it's not. So you're going to have to put encouraging words or program your mind to know that you are somebody. You're not here by accident, regardless if the parent did this or did that, because if you look more into the spiritual realm, you chose those parents. You chose to come mm-hmm. down here. And when you start meditating, these things will start coming back to your mind, and even a whole lot of other stuff that will help you to get through hard times. Because the God that's in us put us, but the world has suppressed it and is making things look ugly.
Yep. We have forgotten. A lot of us, we being woken up. This is the time. And unfortunately, waking up is not always pleasant. Just like if you're being woken up out your sleep and you were sleeping and stuff, you was in this restful sleep and somebody woke you up, you wake up with an attitude problem. You wake up angry at the world. And that's what's happening right now. We being woken up out of our sleep. For those who were asleep, wake up, right? What was that movie I like that I have? That says, when he says, wake up, Lawrence Fishburne. I can't think of the name of the movie, but y'all, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sure somebody who's listening knows what I'm talking about.
School days.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It's time to wake up. We have been asleep for way too long. We've been docile. We haven't been paying attention. Spirit been trying to tell us stuff for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. We ain't even listening, and it is time to wake up. Your sleep is no longer necessary. It's time. You had enough rest. It's time to do what you got to do. Like TJ was saying, we got to love ourselves. Love ourselves. Respect ourselves. You know, we have to be able to get ourselves in order, get our house in order, and then work on building together. Until your house is straight, until you got your stuff together, how you going to help anybody else? Get yourself straight, help each other, and then we go from there.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to Poe TJ. He left?
No, I'm listening, but that's it. I mean, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying as far as to start, because it's a process, but at the same time, it can be done. And like I said, this is a test. It might be a little different, but at the same time, when people say they grown, this is it right here. Because when you actually on your higher self, as far as the Creator made you, that's grown, because you being more spiritual maturity. But when you're doing foolish things, like a child, having tension tantrums, like you said earlier, you're not mm-hmm. being grown, because you making poor choices. And once we actually tap into that spirit, as far as the way the Creator want us, we will excel and overcome this world like the Bible has said and said. And it's a lot of mixed things on things, but I truly believe that the Bible's been tampered with, but there's a lot of true nuggets in there to get you started. And once you're doing things mm-hmm. that will make you happy in a good sense, instead of doing a lot of concerts and doing all this distraction activities, but if you get a book, go out in nature, do something that's going to energize you. And when you start studying these things, nature, you're going to see the Creator's love all over, because the same thing in nature is the same thing that's in your body that you need to actually heal you. The world done just taught us something mm-hmm. else, and we kind of abuse creation when we part of creation, and the earth is getting sick and tired of it. So it say, well, when we being disobedient and the lack of knowledge, well, I'm gonna go and let y'all have this right here. So it's time to wake up, seriously. But the love of yourself, balance, self-control, and you can give others. That's how we come together. Because divided, we fall. United, we stand. And right now, Father, all of this separation stuff, man, it ain't doing nothing but having us scared of each other where this person got it or ain't going to speak to them. And I mean, where the love at? But we talking about God is love, but we separated. And then listen mm-hmm. to Simon said, so, stuff stupid, you know what I'm saying? But not sit up there and take it light. It is something out there, but if people know the scriptures in a way, they put stuff out there, then act like they can come back and cure it. Because it's amazing if you look at, pay attention to the news, man, they doing a lot of playing games with people's lives, man. I mean, it's crazy. Especially knocking this economy down and trying to bring it back. But when it come back up, it's going to be on a different thing. People will be looking at the government because they said they did this and they did that. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. But at the same time, have peace. That's all I can say. And know yourself.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do, because it's not doing – being stressed out is not going to solve anything. Being angry is not going to solve anything. Being – pissed off is not going to solve anything. Only thing we can do is go through it. Like, isn't this what we have to do? When you think about it, you know, the earth is just going through what we all go through. You know, we all, well, that's a whole another conversation. If you want to know more about that, we'll talk about that. But we're just going through what is going on inside of us. I'm just going to leave it at that. When we're sick, right? Okay, our body is all in disarray. Our body's all in disarray. I mean, when we're physically sick. And then eventually we go through the healing process. The healing process, healing is not a pleasant experience. Especially spiritual healing is not a pleasant experience. And this is what is going on now. It's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be real ugly. It's going to be painful. Terrible things gonna happen, but once it's over with, we feel better. Like if you had a cold, colding don't feel good. Having the flu don't feel good. Having any form of sickness does not feel good. But you do feel, once it's over, and your body is healed, and you feel better, and you feel better. So maybe that's just what's going on in the world. Maybe the world is sick. The world is sick. And it has to go through the healing process. And right now we're going through the healing process. Some stuff is being taken away. Some stuff is staying around. Some stuff, all sorts of stuff is going on, just like within our bodies when we're sick.
Yeah.
But when it's all over, we feel better.
Yeah, I mean, just like if you can cure your head, if you can heal your head, because that's where you think from, the headquarters,
mm-hmm.
your whole body will heal itself. And that's the point, blank. Your head is what's driving you. So if you can have that cleared out, straightened out, and let the divine come in, your whole body is healed, and I guarantee you won't be the same as you was, because that new man is coming through. on that new person.
Right.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, TJ. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you want to give yourself a shout-out, give any of your social media or anything so people, if they want to connect with you, you know, or just give your Facebook or whatever, you know, since you're not like that, I know we got a lot to say.
just Facebook, TJ Jones. It got King and Queen on it. That's all. Simple.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you and the information that you've shared with the viewers or the listeners. You know, I'm not sure who's all listening, but you know what? And if they're not listening now, the message is going to be there because this message on this show, my show, is always there. So you can go back and listen to old shows, listen to new shows, stuff like that. It's going to always be there. And so people will be able to get that message you just gave us because we need it right now. We need to know that love is important to us all, you know.
Oh, yeah. All right. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right. What a great group of callers. I don't know if anybody else wants to call in. Now let's get that information one more time if you can.
929-477-1755. We get 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions on your comments. On live with the healing series with Healing Infinite Queen. We got the Infinite Queen in the building, Her Majesty. And she goes by the name of Queen Dawn Rise in the building. 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions.
Gotta love that. I tell you, if I ever have a day when I start going on tour, I'm definitely going to need you to announce me just like that.
Look, let me tell you. I ain't been over here on this radio side in a while because of the visuals.
Yeah.
Okay, but this was like the battleground, training ground for like the last 5 years. Okay, so we in the place for this. Okay.
Indeed. And I'm still stuck. I'm old school, so you know, transforming to the radio, you know, it's possible. You know, not the radio. I mean, YouTube. You know, it's possible.
Right.
It's possible. I think we might be going there, right? That's what we're gonna go with this. But anybody's going to call in. If we're going to be on the radio, y'all going to have to be either willing to show your face, or if you have a Google. You know, you can do it through Google. You use StreamYard,
Google,
so it's
Facebook,
gonna be through StreamYard. Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, what we can do is we can create a group. You know, for the series, and the people can join the group, and they can leave their comments there. So if anybody wanted to call in directly, I got a Google number. It's kind of experimental. They could call in, but you know, but if folks wanted to come interact, if you wanted. Somebody who actually wanted to call in as a guest or be on the show as a guest, you know, to share their thoughts live,
yeah.
You can do that also. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the opportunities that are there, you just got to be adaptable. So the group is coming, Healing with Infinite Queen, Facebook group, so we'll be live over there, you understand, because everybody wants to see something. And so that'll happen. You know, we'll post that calling number, you know, get this thing working so we can have some fluidity as a backup for this particular program because the connectivity has not been great as of late. And we don't want to cheat you, our prized audience, with this experience right here because so much extra wisdom comes from this divine mind known as Infinite Queen Dawn Rise, you understand? So we got to share it. Okay? We got to like it. We got to share it.
Indeed, the word needs to be spread. And I can't even say I'm giving myself all the credit for the things that I say because I just let my ancestors speak through me. So a lot of times I'd be surprised when I listen back to the shows, like those shows, I'm like, oh, I said that. I did that. But that was not me. Well, some of it's me, but a lot of it is ancestors speaking through me because I present myself as a will, as a portal for the message that's needed at that time and season to come through. So I'm cool with that. I'm very cool with that. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm going to get some more of my information for those who want to reach out to me as a counselor or as a healer or as a reader, as a natal charts. I do natal charts too. I have a website, infinitequeen.com, infinitequeen.com. You can go to my website. You can message me on Facebook at Dawn Rise, my Aunt Queen. You can message me on my page at Infinite Queen Natural Healing on Facebook. You can message me at Infinite Queen 323 on Facebook. You can message me at Infinite underscore Queen 323 on Instagram. You can send me emails at infinite.queen313. On Gmail. Let's see. It's tons of ways to find me. Like I've said many times before, all the services I offer are on my website. If you purchase, then you can book appointments and stuff, and we'll set that up. And I work with people. I know right now the financial hardship that many of us are facing, so I work with you. You know, also, I have something going on. I don't tell a lot of people online about it. Well, not online, but on the call. I don't talk about it. But I also offer, if you promote my business and what is going on with Infinite Queen, you can go to Infinite Queen 323, see all the stuff I have, and share it. Share it on your page. Share is your share. Sharing is caring. And anybody who comes to me and they tell me that you were the one who sent them, and they let me know that you are the one who sent them, make sure they know that you are the one who sent them. And I will put a note of that. And I'm giving some discounts. If you send somebody who actually purchases, these have to be people who actually purchase. If you send somebody who actually purchased from me, infinitequeen.com, then I will give you discounts. But if they didn't tell me that you sent them, then I do not know. But if they do, then cool. Discount for you. I'm working with my people because I know, you know, that sometimes we don't have. I'm also going to be doing very soon, I'll be doing some addiction. I was an addiction counselor before getting started doing what I'm doing now. And I did that for a bit. And I'll be doing some addiction counseling, group counseling sessions. I'll be doing some individual counseling sessions. If everything goes right, I keep my fingers and toes crossed and stuff. So I'm working on that. I'm also set up to accept Medicaid and Medicare or Medi-Cal here in California. I'm set up to do that, and I can do that here in California. If you're in California, message me at Dawn Rise, my Eye Queen. We can talk about it. I have a sale also going on right now. Right now there's a sale going on. If you spend $10 to my Cash App, yes, Cash App, Infinite Queen 323, ITEQUEEN. So Infinite Queen 323, and send it to me. Then I'm giving out some readings. I'm giving out some oracle readings. I'm doing all sorts of stuff. Also sending out some MS awareness bracelets. This is still MS Awareness Month, so I'm sending that out. There's tons of things that you can do. There's tons of ways to reach me. The best way I would say, lately, I've been on Facebook more than anything. So Dawn Rise Maat Queen, DawnRiseMaatQueen, Dawn Rise Maat Queen on Facebook. Message me, and I'll give you all this information and all the services and this, that, and the other. And you can, you know, we can talk like that. And I'm always here to talk to you guys and help you guys when I can. I'm grateful that Knowledge Born gives me this opportunity every fourth Thursday be it at 7 or 9 or whatever time it might be on the East Coast, you know, that I'm able to do this. And we're going to, like you said, we're going to be going to StreamYard, which means we'll be online very soon, very, very soon. So we won't be doing too many calls, I don't think. We'll be doing it that way, through StreamYard and stuff, so you guys can still be able to reach out to me and message me questions. And now that we're going to have a group, so we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen, y'all. And that was about it. I don't know. If
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tires skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophet say. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA. This is my... All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. Right.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all.
y'all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God.
When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.